We have another Tanakh if anyone wants. We're doing the book of Iyov. We're up to 12, the 38th chapter. Hebrew. Okay. And now God is going to answer Iyov. Vayan Adonai et Iyov min ha-se'ara vayomar. God answers Iyov, min ha-se'ara. From within, turbulence, a wind, a tremendous wind comes, and God answers him. And here Chazal say, even in this pasuk, God already gave him an answer. Just in this pasuk, Chazal say, min ha-se'ara is written as one word. God was telling him, mane se'arotecha. Mane, count se'arotecha, your hairs. Guess how many hairs a person has on his head? Guess.
20,000.
God says to Iyov, count your hairs. And I don't remember the number.
No, you lose thousands every day. No, not every day. Every month.
I don't know. So God tells him, count your hairs, and corresponding to each hair, I'll give you an answer. You think there's only one answer to your questions? Yo, for each hair, I'll give you an answer. Min ha-se'ara, when Iyov was describing how God is hurting him unfairly, Iyov had said, from within his whirlwind, he's destroying me. And so God says, from that whirlwind that you say I'm destroying you, from that very whirlwind, I'll give you an answer. So God appears to him from within a whirlwind, and God is going to answer him. Mize machshich eitza v'milin beli da'at. Who is it, God says, that his heart has swelled to darken himself, to foolishly assume that something happens in the world and I don't know about it. Mi ze machshich eitza b'milin, who has darkened his understanding, his advice, his thoughts with words b'li da'at, that he attributes to me lack of knowledge, that I don't know what's going on. So you, Iyov, assumed that things could happen in this world and I'm not involved? Who is it that spoke that way? So to speak, God's asking. Obviously, it's a rhetorical question. The mere fact that God is answering him already refutes everything Iyov said. He can no longer assume God's not involved. So on the most basic level, Iyov said God can't be involved because God is fear, and how come I'm suffering? So if God really knows what's going on, he wouldn't let this happen to me. That's been refuted because God's answering it. That doesn't answer his question, why is this happening to him? That doesn't answer the question, well, he doesn't deserve it. But it refutes Iyov's point. Iyov said God cannot be involved if I'm suffering. God says yes I am. Okay, refutation of that. Ezona chegever chalatzecha veshalcha veodieni. Now, Iyov, I want you to don your belt in strength, and I want to ask you a few questions. You answer me if it's not the way I say it is. Let me ask you some questions. Efayita diyosdi aretz. Where were you, Iyov, when I made the earth, when I gave the earth its foundations? Iyov says, you think you want to delve into the questions of how I run the universe? So let's begin from square one. Where were you when I started it all? Did you see the foundations I lay and how I made planet Earth? He's telling Iyov, you don't begin to understand how I run the physical aspects of the planet. You're going to understand the spiritual aspects of the planet, the fairness, my justice system. Let's begin with basics. The earth you're standing on. Where were you when we set that up? Do you understand how that works? What are the foundations that are holding up planet Earth? So God says it's not really any foundations. It's God say so. Ephayita biyosdi aretz. Where were you when I lay the foundations for Earth? Haged im yadat avina. So I want to hear. Tell me, what is there that supports the Earth? Why is the Earth still standing? So yeah. Einstein says that the sun is drawing the earth. And what's holding up the sun? Right? Oh, maybe the sun's spiraling. Maybe the sun's going down. Yeah, but we looked at other galaxies. It's not. So what's holding the sun in its place?
Nothing. It's not in place. It's all relative. It's
oh, like, but wait. Look at the rest of the galaxies. Look at all the other galaxies. You could say that to a point. If you start looking at every other galaxies, if we're all spinning out of control, oh, so they're also spinning out of control. Everything's spinning out of control?
The best argument for that is the whole concept of dark matter. If this thing that we subscribe to say that it didn't exist, it's just a name for something that we ascribe, whatever. If it didn't exist, which it doesn't, the entire universe would collapse upon itself. There's something constantly making it so it doesn't collapse upon itself.
Oh, we say that.
Scientifically, it's like, it doesn't make sense. The world doesn't make sense. So
that's what God's saying.
Just be explained to a point, at which point then it'll collapse on itself.
It should have collapsed on itself already. The universe should be collapsing on itself.
What did they say? One,
but now they have this dark matter.
Hydrogen atom per 10 years in space.
The Malbim does a lot of science in Eov.
Yes.
Okay, so God tells Eov, the truth is I keep the earth going. I say so. In all of Bereshis, you're going to see God says, "Vayara Elokim ki tov." God saw that it was good. What does it mean, God saw that it was good? It means God said, I like this. In other words, keep it. And God saying, keep it, is what keeps it this way. We say even the fact that the waters don't come and cover all of planet Earth, that's because God says, "Vayara Elokim ki tov." God says, okay, so it'll be this way because I like it. So God says to Eov, tell me, what's holding up the earth? Tell me if you have such understandings. Can you prove it? Can you explain it? God says to Eov, I want you to tell me, who is the one that laid down the measurements of the earth the way it is now? If you know who did the planning, who measured out earth the way it is, tell me. You think that's also a function of the constellations, the mazel? Ominata aleha kav. Or who's the one that has a measuring tape big enough that he measured the world? Tell me, Eov. There's a whole planet out there. Explain to me, who did all this planning? Again, God is starting with the basics. And in this, God's claim is similar to Elihu's claim. He's taking physical things and he's telling Eov, you don't understand the most basic things about the world. Why do you think you understand deeper things? Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. Does he want us to wake him?
At some point.
Yeah? I don't mind if he sleeps here the night. Yeah. Shlomo, should we wake you at any point? You could sleep as long as you want. You want to sleep the night there? You could.
Okay.
Fine. Sleep well.
No, but I understand, Rabbi. You're saying it's a prerequisite that someone starts delving into spiritual concepts that he should have a basic understanding of the world, and this just applies strictly to Eov because of
Eov kept questioning.
What about us? I'm saying, we should have a basic understanding of the physical ways of Hashem of the world before we start questioning spiritual stuff.
No, that's not the point. It's a point to Eov. You think you understand so much, so God says back to him, wait a second, if you really think you understand so much, start explaining to me the basics. Again, it's more a refutation of the question than it is an answer. Alma adaneha hotba'u. Tell me, when we speak about the sockets that hold its foundations in place, what were they placed in? Omiyara evin pinata. Or tell me, who lay the cornerstone? Who started? Who did the inauguration of planet Earth? So, tell me. Again, God is describing planet Earth as though it were building, where you lay down a foundation, a cornerstone. And God is telling him, tell me, what do you understand? God over here is really referring to the center of planet Earth. Meaning, God saying, there's Earth was built, we say it was built from the top downward, but whatever, it still has a core. Eov, do you understand the core of Earth? What's in the center? Do you understand anything about Earth? You don't begin to understand the foundations of what's holding Earth together at its core. How come you think you understand anything above it? How come you think you understand anything else I do in the world? Biron yachad kochevei v'hoker vayareu kol b'nei Elohim. He says, okay, where were you, Eov, when in the morning the stars start giving praise, giving song before Hashem? And when they give praise, so then all the angels start giving praise too. Where were you then? Eov, you don't even understand that. Every morning the angels give songs of praise. Do you understand that? No.